Okay. Now, John did a thing on anger a while back, so last couple of years. Living with the person we are. So, I took a class on anger management, and I learned a few things. So first, let's start with this. For those of you that don't know me, okay. There's basically two ways to handle things. More than one, but more than that. But basically, there's a violent way to handle things, and there's a non-violent way to handle things. For instance, let's start with minimization. That I am blaming down here on the corner. Don't expect you guys to read all this stuff, but you want to, yeah, small font and all that. So basically, talking about when you're in an argument and so forth, making light of what happened, not taking the thing seriously, saying it didn't happen, shifting responsibility, saying, oh, the person caused it, that kind of thing. Whereas on the other side, what you want to do would be to have honesty and accountability. So taking responsibility for your actions and all that kind of stuff. So it's all about how to do the right thing. The right thing is what's on here. So basically, I'm just pointing out there's basic, simple, yeah. Scripted or anything. But, okay. What I was trying to get to, let's see here. Basically, just saying, yeah, there's a right way and a wrong way. These are all the right ways to handle things. Going back to here, got stuff like using male, black, female, whatever. There's more the men do this than the women, but it's, determining who's going to be in charge and who's going to, make all the big decisions, being the master of the castle, that kind of thing, as opposed to sharing responsibility of who, since you guys are in a relationship together, it's kind of a half-and-half, but you're good again. Also treating each other with respect, all the simple things we all know, and so on. So, I'll move ahead, because I've got a slide here. Okay, here's the big thing I want to get to. How we think and how we feel equals how we behave. So therefore, you can't change, how you think is based on your past experiences and your beliefs. So, you can't change your past experiences, the only thing you can change is your beliefs. And the only way to do that is to realize that just because you think or feel something doesn't mean you have to act upon those thoughts or feelings. Only way to do that is change your belief system. So the best way to do that I found is to use self-talk, positive self-talk. So instead of getting this negative downward spiral of, you know, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, this is, you know, whatever, I'm rotten, I'm wildy, look at the positive things. Try to look at all the up thing in your life. Simple things. Like you play yourself when you get into a moment of being distressed or whatever, you can tell yourself, look at this. Self-talk is about changing your perception of yourself, your world, and your future. It is a powerful resource to change how you think by utilizing powerful data. All right, did that. Okay. Things like, I don't need to prove myself in this situation.
You can be wrong.
You're allowed. As long as I can keep my cool, I'm in control of myself. I don't need to doubt myself, what other people say, or think does not matter.
Period. People think?
Don't matter. That's what you think. Look out there. Is it possible to control other people's situations? Absolutely. It's like the alcoholic that has to realize for themselves that they have a problem and will find help. There's no duty to help them. If people criticize me, I can survive that. I think I still have to be perfect. Just like you say, the pencils come with erasers for a reason. I can recognize that my anger comes from having my old primary feelings rescinded. So it's the past that comes back to haunt me that most of the time causes the problems. I found that I've been in experiences where things have happened to me in a new relationship and something will be said or whatever, they'll bring back a past memory. And if I choose to react on that, that's not fair to the person I'm with because I'm using the past of what I've been through to throw this person's face. And that's not right. Cool. So, anyways, that's that slide. Levels of anger. Anybody should be able to tell when they're getting to the point when they can't control their anger. They can scale it by a scale from 1 to 10. Consider it like a container that fills up. And once it starts to fill up to like 7, 8, 9, you want to say, I've got to get out of here. Time out. I've got to go. Which is the big trick. Some people have what's called hidden anger. hidden in here is stuff you don't even realize you're mad about, but you are. Like, you know, whatever it is, work stuff, whatever. And a lot of people, these are the symptoms of hidden anger: procrastination, being late, grinding your teeth, excessive irritability, frequent sighing, sarcasm, all that kind of fun stuff. So we don't want to go to that side of things. So, timeouts. Timeouts are important for a couple things. For one thing, you get a chance to get out, get some fresh air, call it quits, reassess where you're at. The important part of that is to explain to your partner where you're going, as opposed to saying, I'm out of here and going. It's just one of those little tips, you know, just like, by the way, I'm taking a time out, I'm not leaving forever, blah, 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 blah. So when you give them your attention, where you're in low tension, you guys say, I'm beginning to feel angry, I need to take a time out. It's time for a break. So, and here's the deal. Leave the area for 1 to 1.5 hours. Do something physical, walk, jog, or swim, but nothing violent.
Punching bag, out.
That kind of stuff? No, because it's just going to promote, you know, the anger and all that stuff. Little safe location, which means it's not a bar. Do not drink or use other substances, which is preferred to be. D, do not drive us So, yeah. While you're in this moment of going through what you're going through, practice the positive self-talk. Tell yourself, it's the same thing I was saying before about, I didn't improve myself, I didn't be right, it's all good. when you return, ask your partner if you, you want to discuss the situation. So you have to do it in a way that's amicable to both of you. Because if you're the one who thinks that you're going to wrong, and you come to that person and say, I want to talk about this, and they say, not now, you say, when? And they say, oh, I don't know when. Not good enough. You have to determine a specific time. Otherwise, the person that's been wrong is going to have a lot of resentment and anger towards that person because they're not acknowledging their feelings, period. Attention's so high, we have a timeout. And let it review for both of you what it was like. Because by talking about it, it allows you guys to see where you went off course. So, yeah. there's a lot of stuff up here. Wow. Basically, I put in the 4 rules of respectful communication. That you have the right to say whatever you have to say, but you have to do it in a respectful manner. Not being rude, not being angry, not being hostile, none of that stuff. Not allowed. Communication to be effective, both parties must listen to what the other person is saying and not try to really convince the other of your position. So just placate the person and make them feel good. You have to actually listen to what's going on. And something that really works well is to bounce the idea when you say whatever it is you're feeling to that other person, have them say back to you what you just said. So that way you know that you understood what you said. Simple as that. And vice versa, it goes back and forth. Simple communication. It depends how difficult communication is in a relationship. But that's a good way to get around a lot of problems. That way you both understand what you're both at, you're both on the same type of table. Communication requires virtue and compromise. Okay, if somebody has won the argument, then someone has to lose it. Not cool. Because you'll have a situation where one person's always losing the argument, feeling worse and worse and worse about themselves, and creating anger and resentment towards the person who's always right, quote unquote. There's a way to have a win-win in every situation, where you compromise and say, okay, well, I'm not going to get what I want, but I can get part of what I want, and he or she can get whatever they want, and we have a amicable agreement. Most important, I think, is the bottom line. No single issue is important as your overall goal of remaining nonviolent and non-abusive in your relationship. Nothing is important enough to go off the deep end. Nothing. Everything we argue about is stupid. I mean, really, more or less, every argument that comes up in relationships and so forth is minor detail that can be worked through and done over with without having to get anything meaner or nasty. I statements. Instead of saying, you did this, and you did that, and you did this, and whatever, say, I feel that. I feel threatened. I feel scared. I feel concerned. It puts it on the other person, more or less, to accept reality, I guess, that's what it put it. Because it's like you're not accusing that person. You're just saying openly, and it's just that, respectfully as possible, I feel we need to fix this. Communication guidelines. Select the right time and place. That's a good one because you can't have an argument or a discussion with someone when you have, you know, TV blasting or kids screaming, that kind of fun stuff. which goes to the second one, which is if we hear external internal distractions, get away from it all, little park, whatever. Presume innocence, never assume that the person's guilty, never, like, you know, point the finger and say it's always you. Realize that you two are not enemies, that you're on the same side. Look inward to see if it's yourself that's going to be causing problems. You're having an issue. Curious, not curious. That's one of my favorites, too. Ask questions. Don't assume. Hopefully interactive, not make you blame. First, seek to understand, then be understood. That's a big issue. A lot of people want to get the point out, I'm throwing your face, and say, yes, I'm right, like it. Well, it'll work. And the person who's going to be coming from is able to sort of two steps in. Shaking hands is inevitable, but you're going to disagree. Period. It's going to happen. People disagree. Using I statements, which we've done already. Differentiate the behavior from the person, figure out that anger is may not be related to you, maybe something completely different, maybe something happened at work, and that person is taking it out on you, and be gracious towards that if possible. Realize that the message sent is not always the message received. In other words, your body language may indicate something different than you're actually saying. Nonverbal cues are more believable than nonverbal ones. Same thing. It's an action speak about the word kind of thing. Don't begin to work until you're hired. I like that. That's what guys are famous for. When their wives are going to say, I'm going to make a problem with this, I'm going to make a problem with that. And guys are problem solvers. They're trying to figure it all out and give them solutions. They don't want solutions. They don't want solutions. They don't want solutions. Very simple. So don't go to work until you're hired. Until you're asked to do it, until you're asked to solve the problem. Okay, be sensitive to each other's buttons, vulnerabilities. Don't intentionally go after someone because you know if you're sensitive about whatever. There were the kitchen sink errors. Avalanche of history, bringing in the things. Remember that time 16 years ago when you did this or whatever? Not allowed. Not cool. That's why you say forgive and forget, resolve it, move on. Dialogue, not monologue. It's not just one person talking, it's both people communicating. And you have to agree or disagree. And what to do when tears come. That can go a bunch of ways down. What to do with it? Okay, when tears come, you have the option of, my thing with this one is that I understand that, yeah, things get emotional and people start to cry because they get whatever, frustrated and so forth. But some people do it because they want to get out of the fight. In that case, you have to turn it around and say, okay, upset you, we've upset each other, whatever. You have to turn around and say, okay, we're going to have to agree to reconvene to resolve this because it's not being resolved at this point in time. And of course, you know, as an apology, being able to say, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I made a mistake, I blew it. So that's basically all I got. So I drew it together. Does that work for you?
That works good.
All right.
Let me practice on you. I feel angry when you don't do what I want. Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm getting it. I just practiced a little role play going on there.
All right.